Because maybe that was the name of the country that the company that made them.
Now, is this
But
different
they
than a
were
gunny
heavy.
sack?
Then they had gunny sacks, which wasn't were much lighter and more open, more porous. And oh, like for a fine seed like alfalfa, this real fine seed, it might be able to get through, work through some of that tight. But this other bag I'm telling you about, that was tight.
Bemis.
Bemis, I think they call them Bemis bag or seamless bag, whatever. I have one. I could say I still have one in here in the closet.
I should know that. My
Yeah.
grandfather was an
Yeah.
alfalfa seed farmer.
Yeah. But then, yes, and then gunny sack. That was the main name for thing for gunny sack. And I think they were made out of a kind of a hemp, weren't they? I
Think
think
so.
that's what they were, gunny sack. I haven't seen one for so many years.
What would you call a boat that with oars?
Well,
Do
I'm
people.
not familiar with boats, because a rowboat maybe.
Okay.
I've never been, you know, I've never lived where there was water in my life that we ever had, was ever, and have any experience much with boats.
And these things they use on livestock.
Oh, they had a whip, or they used to have a big whip they call a bull whip, but I don't know if we ever used them. I can't. I've seen them, excuse me, in my life, but I don't.
Now, is a bullwhip different than a black snake?
Well, I think maybe they're the same thing, black snake. Or when you mention that, then I didn't think of that. Yes, I've heard of black snake. That's a whip.
Now, are there smaller whips or smaller things they would use on horses?
We used to have a little whip that we used to have. There's a picture in that thing there of a little buggy or just a little one-seated carriage-like type thing. At my father, we had one of those, and they was always just placed in. Right in the side near the driver where you put your whip. And it was just a little long whip, and it had a little thing on the end that was kind of that would sort of sting that you'd, if you wanted to touch or hit your horses when you were driving. But that was a buggy whip, I think they used to call that, the one that just carried in the. But they, like you say, they were what did you say, a
If you're on
bull whip?
horseback, would you use
Yeah.
another one?
Oh, we used to have what you call a quirt. That was something, yeah, that was separate. It was made out of leather, generally, and it was kind of braided, as I remember. It's so long since I thought of them. It was, and they were round, as I remember. They were braided, but at the top of it, it had just a leather, like a loop, that you could put on, you could even put it over your hand and carry it like this, but you could hang that over your saddle horn. This loop, and then it had a on the end. I think there was a loose leather or so kind of an end that would, if you'd hit your horse, would sort of sting, you know.
Now,
And that was a quirt.
this quirt was maybe a foot long.
Well, they was it just seemed to me like the main part that was woven would be maybe like that, and then it had these longer strips of leather hanging down, three or four or five, whatever they were that hung down.
So maybe
Maybe all together, I suppose, if I remember right, they'd be like something
24,
like this.
24
It's so
inches.
long since I've ever even thought of them.
And what would you use to sharpen implements?
Well, they used to have a grindstone, what they call a grindstone.
And any.
And it was a big round stone, and it fitted on some kind of a frame thing where it just stood there like you was going to climb on a bicycle when it was stationary, and you could sit there and on a seat of the, and then you worked it with your feet. They would think that you'd just pump it, you know, like 1 foot after another, like that, and this wheel, and that was the way they probably got. They have all kinds of power stuff nowadays. I wouldn't know
I
what
see.
they have, but they
Well,
sharpen motor like mowing sickles for mowers and, well, whatever you had, you know, that you sharpened.
and for what would you cut things on? Cut wood on? You could put it on a sort of
Well,
frame.
they used to have, I think they used to call them saw horses was a common name.